And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of March, 2015, first day of spring, the vernal equinox, the Earth's axis aligned with the center of the sun. It's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, born in Sulmo, Italy, in 43 BC, beloved poet in Rome for his Ars Amatoria, his erotic poems, and his Metamorphoses. And then in 8 AD, he was exiled. He had seen something, evidently, that the emperor did not want him to see, and he was sent away from his beloved Rome and died in exile. It's the birthday of the playwright Henrik Ibsen, born in Skien, Norway, 1828. He was 18 when he fathered a son with a servant. He had to pay child support. He turned 20. He owned absolutely nothing. He ran a theater in Bergen and then was artistic director of another theater in Oslo, got married, had a son. Family was very poor. He was regularly sued for debt. 1862, he lost his job, he drank heavily. And then in 1863, the government gave him a travel grant, and the Ibsen family left for Italy, and he didn't come back to Norway for 27 years. They settled in a little village near Rome. Ibsen went to work. He wrote a long play in verse, Brand, which made him famous in 1865, followed it up with Peer Gynt, even more successful, wrote A Doll's House, The Enemy of the People, The Wild Duck, and Hedda Gabler. It was on this day, 1854, the Republican Party was founded by anti-slavery opponents of the Kansas-Nebraska Act. The party did well in the North, had no following in the South, and its first successful candidate for president, of course, was Abraham Lincoln in 1860. It's the birthday of the psychologist B.F. Skinner, born in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, 1904, a leading exponent of the school of psychology known as behaviorism, which explains the behavior of humans and animals in terms of their psychological responses to external stimuli. Skinner did a lot of research with animals, mainly rats and pigeons, and invented the famous Skinner box, in which a rat learns to press a lever in order to obtain food. And it's the birthday of Fred Rogers, born in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, 1928, host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, seen across the country from 1968 until the year 2000, began with Rogers singing It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, changing into his sneakers and a cardigan, which he talked to children about feeling good about yourself, getting along with others, and handling your own fears. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, Bamboo and a Bird. In the subway, late at night, waiting for the downtown train at 42nd Street, walking back and forth on the platform, too tired to give money, staring at the magazine covers in the kiosk. Someone passes me from behind, wearing an orange vest and dragging a black hose. A car stops and the doors open. All the faces are plain. It makes me happy to be among these people who leave empty seats between each other. Bamboo and a Bird, a poem by Linda Gregg from In the Middle Distance, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.